LOL P911 AYS. Don't know those abbreviations? Then you're probably not a teenager with extra strong thumbs that come with an addiction to text messaging. So here are some students from Chicago's Curie High School Youth Radio Project to take you into the world of texting, RN. And by the way, that means right now.
What up? What you doing?
LOL, I guess you're sleeping.
I like your shirt.
I'm bored.
What we should be doing is...
our work for the project.
What are we actually doing?
Texting about parties.
I think it's because we like to be in communication all the time with other people. Like, we like the interaction.
And when you're at school, you get less bored.
Okay, this one, it says La Falao, where you at? And it's a friend, and they're in the lunchroom with me. It's kind of like we just joke around sometimes.
I either text my mom and ask her if she's coming to pick me up, or I text my boyfriend and ask him what color is he wearing to school tomorrow.
In one classroom with 30 students, I think at least a good 90% text.
Do you think the teacher knows you're texting?
No. It's very funny sometimes, though, because we're, like, texting right in front of her. Like, I can't believe she doesn't hear the clicking of the buttons. And when it vibrates when we receive a new message, it's like the whole classroom hears it except her.
They think they're very sly. But the window, the cell phone window, is illuminating.
I just really look back at elementary school compared to high school. You know, I still remember passing notes with my friends and, you know, being careful that you couldn't hear the paper crinkle or that, you know, the teacher would see you and catch you and then read the note out loud. And
you just put your book bag on top of the desk and you start texting or...
now you're hiding it under the notebooks.
In my seventh period class, I always text with one of my friends. And then one time, the teacher, she caught us and she took away my phone. But I asked for it after class, so she gave it back to me. She told me not to do it again, but I kept on doing it anyway.
Because I got unlimited, so I'd be texting all day.
You think I can borrow $20, please? I'll promise to get it back to you ASAP.
What? Are you kidding?
LOL.
It's destroying two things, the ability to speak and the stupid abbreviations. People have bad enough grammar and English as it is without finding new ways to make it worse.
OMG.
WTF, where are you?
The best way to communicate with people is talk. I'm saying just pick up the phone and just call me.
Nah, I'll just text.
LOL. That piece was produced by the students of Chicago's Curie High School Youth Radio Project.